Marv Potter, Schwester im Rock, 16:12 Uhr, hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Thorsten Nagelschmidt, better known as Nagel, und Chuck Reagan sind bei mir im Studio, denn heute Abend wird es eine große Partyveranstaltung im Prinzip geben in der Columbia-Halle. Das 25-jährige Jubiläum von Hot Water Music wird gefeiert mit einem extra großen Konzert und im Vorprogramm Marv Potter. Hier wird nochmal manifestiert, was sich über Jahrzehnte quasi entwickelt hat, nämlich eine Freundschaft zwischen diesen beiden Männern, die bei mir im Studio stehen. Seit den Nullerjahren, grob geschätzt, sind die nicht nur auf Facebook befreundet, Chuck Reagan und Nagel. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM. Hello.
It's good to be here, yeah.
Yeah, good to have you back. How are you doing, Chuck? Everything all right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, having a blast. And we kicked off, you know, this, it's a short tour.
Yeah.
But we started in the UK. Manchester, a couple shows in London, and then made it up over to Cologne and Berlin here. And yeah, it's amazing. And now to hook up with my old friends again is very, very special.
By the way, congratulations to your birth, to the anniversary. I didn't say that.
Oh, thank you.
I forgot.
Thank you.
I forgot. Happy birthday.
It's a bit late, maybe.
25 years old.
The cool thing is that you're
really, I feel good.
Your anniversary is the most honest anniversary that I've ever read about, because actually it's 26 years, but there were a few hiccups in between, and the band was not working with each other for like 1.5 years. So it's a super honest, to sum it up that way, it's like a super honest way, because it's actually been 26 years or even a bit more.
Yeah. Muff Potter is in its 26th year.
Yeah.
True.
But we had a 9-year break.
Yeah.
It's easy to do 26 when you have a 9-year
break. A 9-year nap. A long nap.
Hibernation.
Hibernation, yes.
So it's so beautiful that you're going to work together tonight. When I was preparing this interview, I was obviously reading about the history of both of your bands, and I've realized that you've been friends for like forever, and I was wondering, when did you meet? Over what things did you bond over? Because I was like, I bet they met backstage and were like, Bukowski is a really good author or something.
Yes, yes, books, wine, cigarettes,
and not to forget our mutual friends of Green Hell Records.
That was the common bond for sure.
Yeah.
That's not very romantic, though. Well, the label guys.
Yeah, sure. It's not a label. It's a very cool punk and hardcore record store in Münster.
Ah, okay, so, cool. Yeah. That's a different animal then.
Yeah, it's true stuff. I saw Hot Water Music. I saw you the first time in 1999. That was before we knew each other. So I saw, I think, 2 Hot Water Music shows before we really met.
Oh, wow.
But then in the year 2000, we played a tour together, and that was booked by Green Hell Records.
I see. Right. Yeah. But there's parallels when one's looking at your bands, not to mention the sound, but you know, the love for literature that shimmers through in the band's names and in some songs of yours. So I was like, yeah, I bet they met each other, and they were like, yeah, I like your music. I like your music too. You like to read? Yeah, I do like to read. And then it went like bam, 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 and you were friends.
I recall that some of those early shows. I remember our voices, I remember some.
Okay.
No, but I remember our voices were always terrible during the shows, because after the show, we would stay up all night, all night long.
Poison for the vocal cords.
Poison. Just talk and having a wonderful time talking and drinking. And,
I have a picture of us drinking a very 90s drink called Pernod Cola.
Oh, what?
It's Pernod with cola. And we're drinking it, the two of us and someone else, drinking it out of vases.
That sounds great to me.
Yes.
But we've established the fact that it's really the worst thing that you can do as a singer is to stay up late after the show and talk in a bar where it's loud.
That's true.
It's the worst thing that you can do to your voice, unless you want to sound like Chuck Reagan at one point in your career.
It is. It's not good for the voice. Good for the soul, not good for the voice.
Wurde ich was gestern auf der Show? Wie hat's dir gefallen?
Ich fand super, weil meine erste Platte war halt auch die No Division, die gestern in kompletter Länge ausgespielt wurde, und das war der erste Teil des Sets. Das war mein Einstieg bei Hot Water auch vor 20 Jahren. Mein Kumpel damals, Benji, hat mir die gezeigt. Der hatte da am Radiosender, wo ich gearbeitet habe, halt so eine Punkrock-Sendung, Pamir hieß die. Mhm. Und er meinte, hier, guck mal hier, Hot Water Music. Das ist hier die neue Platte vom Walter Schreifels Label und so.
Ach, Walter war der auch mit dabei. Ja, ja. Walter Schreifels kind of produced that 99 record,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that was huge. That was a great, because we were all fans, you know, of his, all of his work.
Yeah.
And so meeting him, you know, for the first time was pretty inspiring. But just... anytime Walter, you're in that atmosphere, he's so positive.
I've witnessed that,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And he just believes in music and making it the every moment, making it the best moment that you could possibly yeah. make. So, and that was a wonderful, fun experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a fun guy. I had the luck to meet him a few times when he was living in Berlin for a year or two. He's such a fun guy to hang around with. Inspiring yeah. guy, totally.
He was my neighbor, more or less.
Yes, when you lived here?
I spent a lot of time at his place, and it's right. There was constantly music playing and music making. We even recorded 20 people in his living room recorded a version of We Are the World in Walter Schreifels.
Even I recorded a fucking demo with him because everywhere he went, he was like, let's make some music. And I was like, yeah sure, I have Logic on my computer. Let's just do it. Why not? Amazing. Our song was called I've Never Worked with Rick Rubin Before.
That's good. There you go.
It was really funny though.
Heute Abend wird dann auch eine weitere ganz große Platte von Hot Water Music in voller Länge gespielt. Mm-hmm. Nämlich eine haben sie übersprungen. A Flight and a Crash. Why wasn't that an anniversary record to play?
I do not know.
Okay. That just happened.
Maybe it should have been.
Okay.
Maybe it still could be. I don't. We'll save it for the 30th anniversary.
Okay. That's a good one. But heute Abend ist Caution dran.
Yeah, yeah.
Auch eine Riesenplatte.
But it must be kind of like confusing, maybe inspiring as well to look back at those old school records. And I bet that you had to learn some of those songs again. There's this thing called muscular memory, that your hands know what to play, although your head forgot about all the stuff. But
that's true.
But what happened when you rehearsed those songs again?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was definitely a blast from the past. And we also found that I think Chris Creswell was probably the most prepared out of all of us. He came, he really did his homework, and we show up for rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And I listen, some of those old records, those Hot Water records, I listen to them, and the memory isn't always there,
mm-hmm.
where I'm listening to it, and it's messy sometimes. It's like, is Chris playing that guitar? Am I playing that? Is he playing that? Yeah. Who's singing what?
Uh-huh.
So we had to sit down and kind of really pick it apart, because some of the songs, like many songs that we do, you make a record,
sure.
right? And you may play all of those songs at one point, but sooner or later, many of those songs kind of filter out, and you only play whatever, this one off of that record, and the rest kind of just go on the shelf.
Yeah.
And so there were a lot of songs that we'd only played a handful of times.
I know one song from the No Division that you'd never played, at least I never saw it, even when the record was new. You didn't play it on that tour. That's Driving Home.
Yeah, true.
And on our in our mutual tour in the year 2000, we played. The whole song, but we played the intro. We used the intro, but we did the first, 30 seconds
That's
of the song.
Right.
And then bend it over into one of our songs.
That's cool.
So when I saw Hot Water Music play earlier this year in Asbury Park, you played No Division. That was the first time for me to see how it's
Aber das kennst du doch eigentlich jetzt auch nach so einer langen Muff Potter Pause. Musstet ihr auch quasi euch wieder zurückbesinnen auf das Zeug, was ihr da gemacht habt und das nochmal lernen, oder nicht?
Ja, manche mehr, manche weniger. Nee, aber ja, tatsächlich, ja. Also wir haben auch jetzt, wir werden ja heute, und wir spielen noch eine kleine Tour hinterher, nochmal andere Songs spielen, als wir im Winter gespielt haben. Und dann geht es wirklich auch daran, dass man so ganz alte Sachen sich nochmal anhört und wirklich überhaupt keine Ahnung mehr hat, was da eigentlich los ist.
Aber das Gefühl auf der Bühne, das ihr jetzt habt, ist das vergleichbar mit dem, wie ihr das früher hattet in der ersten Muff Potter Phase?
Nee, zum Glück nicht.
Aber ihr seid schon noch ein bisschen verbunden mit der Zeit, auch als Band.
Ja, also wir haben ja 7 Platten gemacht, mhm, und wir haben wirklich den Luxus, dass wir wirklich auswählen können, wenn wir 20 Songs am Abend spielen, dass das auch wirklich 20 Songs sind, die wir jetzt noch gut und relevant oder was auch immer finden. Mhm. Also das finde ich eigentlich auch ganz schön, wir hatten auch nie so Hits. Also wir hatten, glaube ich, schon ein paar Hits, aber keine Charts-Sachen oder so. Also wir müssen überhaupt nicht irgendwie in der Zugabe jetzt noch den wir eigentlich scheiße finden, noch reinpacken oder so. Ja. Sondern wir spielen wirklich irgendwie die Songs, die wir Lust haben zu spielen. Und wir spielen auch ein paar Songs, die Leute, glaube ich, gerne hören würden, nicht oder so. Aber das ist schon Luxus, den man dann
hat. Und das finde ich auch schön, dass man jetzt gerade wieder mal beschrieben hat, dass es quasi Songs gibt, die erfolgreich sind, die aber quasi unterhalb dieser Hit-Definition funktionieren. Und das sind eigentlich die man sich als Band wünschen muss, weil einem dann nicht Jahrzehnte später quasi zwanghaft quasi dieser Song immer wieder in die Setlist geschoben wird.
Ja, stell dir vor, du hättest Rocking All Over the World gespielt und musst jetzt für immer in der Zugabe Rocking All Over the World, das ist eine Horrorvorstellung.
Ja. Und immer noch singen And I Like It, And I Like It, And I Like It. Schrecklich.
We're talking about status quo.
let's listen to Hot Water Music right now. Wir hören von der Caution-Platte Wayfarer, da kann man sich gut vorbereiten auf heute Abend.
Ja, Fäust in die Luft.
Bitte. Ja, Fäust in die Luft und dann quatschen wir noch ein bisschen weiter und verlosen Tickets für die Show heute Abend. It's a gamble. Hot Water Music, Wayfarer auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Wir sprechen mit Nagel und Chuck Reagan über die Bands Muff Potter und Hot Water Music, denn beide werden heute Abend gemeinsam auftreten in der Columbia-Halle. Man feiert das 25-jährige Jubiläum von Hot Water Music. Das ist bescheiden gerechnet, denn eigentlich ist die Band schon 26 Jahre zusammen. Aber man hat ja mal so ein halbes, dreiviertel Jahr Pause gemacht und das zweimal schon macht die Rechnung wieder Sinn. Das ist ein ehrliches Jubiläum, was hier gefeiert wird von Hot Water Music. Nagel und Chuck sind immer noch bei mir im Studio und auch Uli Hefliger habe ich mit eingeladen ins Interview.
Danke sehr.
Weil du gestern ja die erste Show schon gesehen hast, die erste Jubiläumsshow von Hot Water Music. Ihr werdet heute Abend also ein weiteres Mal gemeinsam auftreten, beziehungsweise Muff Potter sind jetzt zum ersten Mal dabei wieder und ihr feiert eure gemeinsame Freundschaft auch so ein bisschen. Was ist für den Rest des Jahres geplant, frage ich mich. Muff Potter hat 2018, ihr habt ja nochmal was veröffentlicht, da fragt man sich, könnte es sein, dass da nochmal mehr gemacht wird. Du bist aber auch als Autor tätig, machst auch Linoldrucke, also bist auch in der Kunst aktiv. Das heißt, bei dir könnte man auch in den anderen Feldern nochmal nachhaken, was da so Neues passiert. Und bei Chuck kann man ja auch fragen, da ist ja eine EP rausgekommen vor gar nicht allzu langer Zeit, ob da nochmal neues Material geschrieben und aufgenommen werden wird. So I'll start with Chuck, if that's cool for you, Nagel. Yeah. So we've just talked about the fact that you've put out some music not too long ago. It was an EP, I guess.
Yes, Shake Up the Shadows.
Yes, are you currently working on more new stuff or is that something that's far away right now?
Yeah, no, we're, you know, I've noticed nowadays, it seems like we're constantly writing, you know, and I'm actually working on a new record myself.
Chuck Reagan record?
Yep. Mm-hmm. New record that I'm planning on. We'll see how it goes, you know, but the plan is to hopefully finish it, you know, out by spring, summer, maybe on Rise Records.
Cool.
And I'm excited. It's been a long time since I've done a record and got some, you know, some good friends that are going to be involved on in
okay,
and,
cool.
It should be pretty
interesting,
pretty exciting. And then, we're, you know, Chris Cresswell and I wrote a song 3 nights ago in the hotel room after the show. So, you know, it's like we're always plugging away, and I can't even tell you when the next Hot Water Music release will be. I think we're a ways away from it, but we're already.
But it's not impossible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Cool. And we're already working on tracks. So
I just talked to Nagel about his other fields of art that he's working with. You know, he's an artist that works in many fields. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know, is there something that you work on when you want to be creative, but you don't want to make music? Do you do something else besides music creatively?
Yeah, sure. I mean, at home, when I'm not doing music, I work as a boat captain. I work as a fishing guide.
Oh, nice.
And even more of the niche that it already is, I'm in the fly fishing world.
Okay.
And even more so of that, you know, I make my own flies. And
that's an art form. I know. I've read about that, or I've seen documentaries about that.
Yeah, and I love it. You know, I've always enjoyed working with my hands and building things and creating things, ideas out of, or creating something that you can utilize or use just out of an idea or a sketch, you know.
But there's like specialists for that in the States, right? You could go and buy like those flies from an expert and they're like expensive.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
It takes time and
skills.
Yeah. Yeah. But I enjoy that and writing as well, you know, of course, you know, songwriting is to me probably my therapy, you know, my release and for sure.
Cool. That's interesting. See, we've learned something new about Chuck Reagan. He knows how to build a fly for the fly fishing thing with the little knots, and it's a very special technique.
Pretty fly for a white guy.
Not too bad, Willie. Und bei Nagel sind ja auch, wie gesagt, verschiedene Felder, die bespielt werden und bespielt wurden. Auch bei dir ist ja auch vor gar nicht allzu langer Zeit der letzte Roman erschienen. An was arbeitest du gerade?
Ich habe gerade den neuen Roman beendet.
Oh, wow.
Tatsächlich letzte Woche.
Okay.
Ja, der ist jetzt beim...
Im Lektorat?
Wir haben das Lektorat letzte Woche gemacht und jetzt ist er fertig. Und
nein.
Der scheint Ende April.
Oh, wow. Titel?
Sehr gut.
Arbeit heißt der.
Ah ja, ich habe deinen Insta-Post gesehen, wo du einen Sekt getrunken hast am Hermannplatz vorne. Das war das, ne?
Ja, da habe ich das abgegeben. Das war noch vor dem Lektorat. Aber ja, genau. Ich feiere viele Stadien immer.
Ich habe den ersten Satz geschrieben. Lass eins auf.
Also man ist ja wirklich sehr oft, ein bisschen anders aus noch als bei der Musik. Man ist ja sehr oft fertig. Ne? Man gibt es irgendwann ab und dann kommt es zurück und dann ist das Lektorat fertig und irgendwann ist noch das Korrektorat fertig und dann ist das Cover fertig. Also man ist oft irgendwie fertig und man kann oft irgendwie feiern, dass man das jetzt irgendwie geschafft hat.
Ich finde es auch schön, dass in so einem Qualitätsjournalismus-Umfeld, in dem wir uns ja gerade befinden, Sätze fallen können wie, ich habe deinen Insta-Post gesehen, wie du am Hermannplatz Sekt trinkst auf die Abgabe von deinem Buch. Und es ist auch noch wahr und eigentlich gut recherchiert, weißt du, ich meine?
Ja, es ist auch meinem Leben.
Also es ist ja auch die Art Glamour, auf die ich angesprochen werden möchte.
Ach, super. Ich freue mich sehr, dass ihr das heute Abend gemeinsam auf die Bühne bringen werdet. There's gonna be a great show tonight. Congratulations once again in the name of Flux FM. And all our listeners for 25 years of Hot Water Music.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
For 26 years with breaks of Muff Potter Music.
Hibernation.
With a lot of hibernation. It's hot, cold winters in here.
Hot Potter Music, as we say. Hot,
sehr gut. Muff Water.
Yes.
Es gab einen Song auf eurer letzten Platte, Muff Potter Colorado, letztes Jahr. The Boat. The Boat ist eigentlich aber ein Lied von Chuck Reagan, from your first solo record, Los Feliz. That was your first, right?
It was,
Und in diesem Jahr, 2007, waren dann Chuck Reagan als Vorprogramm von Muff Potter auf Tour. Und da habt ihr euch auch abgewechselt, dass du dann bei Chuck mal im Vorprogramm einen Song mitgesungen hast und Chuck kam dann auch bei dir auf die Bühne, ne? Oder bei euch auf die Bühne.
Genau, wir haben ja, wir haben dieses 7-Inch gemacht, wo wir uns gegenseitig covern. Chuck hat einen Muff Potter-Song gecovert und wir einen von ihm. We did this mutual 7-Inch with the boat and see yourself to the door. And we played these on our mutual tour, and also we did a cover song together, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg by the Ramones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the year later, I visited you in California, we recorded a 7-inch together.
A snapshot thingy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had a pretty incredible adventure, impromptu survival adventure.
Survival.
When you were recording that song.
Yes.
In the Californian woods.
Yes, I was giving my friends a tour of the mountains, and I ended up going down a road that I probably should not have gone down with as much snow that was there. And yes, we got stuck.
You're talking about California and snow right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused a little bit.
I live in the mountains. Okay. I don't live at the beach.
It snows there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, interesting, see?
Yeah.
I learned so many things in this interview. It's crazy.
Yeah. So here we were in the mountains, and I'm giving the tour of this beautiful place to my friends who've never seen it, and we get stranded out on this road, and we're not dressed
properly.
We're not dressed properly.
That sounds like a really nice start for a novel as well, I think. When the two bands go for a little hike in the California.
Oh, yeah. hills. We're digging, trying to dig the truck out of the snow. And
really?
Then, and we were there for hours, and we finally got someone to come out, and they were able to get a chain, and we got towed out of there. But then that night, it was that night, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think. Back, and we just drank wine and laughed about the... The whole painful.
You escaped death.
And then we wrote the other song on the 7-inch.
And I think that a lot of people thought it was the lyrics were very metaphorical, but it actually happened the way we sing. We got stuck in the snow, and I think a lot of people. Think that
what
was
do you
really
mean by that?
It's a super metaphor for the political situation that we're living in.
No,
man,
it is about as literal as it gets. And in fact, the cover of the 7-inch.
It's a photo I took from the
in that situation
of the sign that you ignored. No rubber tired vehicles beyond this point.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's how Bon Jovi came up with their title, Slippery When Wet, I guess.
That was the irony. And of course, my wife is sitting. It's a lesson that you just always need to listen to the ones that love you the most, you know, because, of course, my wife is sitting right next to me going, you probably shouldn't drive down there. And I got it. It's okay. You know, I've been here
I'm
before.
I'm the local.
I know. I've been here before.
Another except for toxic masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
No, baby.
Yeah,
I know my way around here.
I got it.
Let's just go down that hill. I'm strong enough to pull us out of it again.
Says, no, you don't got it.
I want to thank you guys for visiting me. It was a great time that we've spent. Sophie out there is pointing with her finger on her wrist, which means like we're talking too much, I guess.
Oh.
Isn't that the international sign for you talk too much?
Yeah.
I think it
is. That's a no more fun sign. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heute Abend in der Columbia-Halle. Die großartigen Hot Water Music und Muff Potter auf der Bühne. Und wer da hingehen möchte, der kann uns jetzt anrufen ganz schnell.
Ja, unbedingt.
Unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Sophie, die gerade noch dieses Handzeichen gemacht hat, geht jetzt für uns auch ans Telefon. Das bereits klingelt, klappt also alles. Chuck Nagel, thank you for visiting.
I'll
see you again.
Dankeschön.
We've talked about the song The Boat und den spielen wir jetzt noch zum Abschluss. Muff Potter's version of The Boat.
Yeah.
To say goodbye to y'all. Thank you for visiting. Congratulations once again. I'll see you soon. As soon as you come back to Berlin, as soon as the Roman is fertig, Nagel.
As soon as the Roman is fertig.
You come and visit me and we talk about the Roman.
Yeah,
okay, super. Bis dahin. Ciao.